Current law says government agencies can post signs that say no guns, and those who ignore those signs can be charged with a crime. This legislation said the approximately 200,000 Arizonans who have state-issued permits to carry concealed weapons would have to obey those signs only if there also were metal detectors and armed guards at each entrance. Charles Heller, spokesman for the Arizona Citizens Defense League, said such signs provide a false sense of security. He said law-abiding citizens surrender their weapons, leaving them vulnerable to those who ignore the signs. But Brewer said that mandate for metal detectors and guards would be an expensive proposition for public agencies. Heller said there's a cheaper alternative. Take down the signs and let everyone bring in their weapons.
Be honest, people can be in there armed and nobody's going to say boo to them. And if a bad guy comes in, he knows he's got a good chance if he tries to kill somebody or get him shot.
In her veto message, Brewer said she's a strong proponent of the Second Amendment right to bear arms. But it may be that the governor will find no version of any bill to allow guns into public buildings acceptable to her. She vetoed similar measures in 2011 and again in 2012, saying at that time that any decision to allow guns in public buildings should be made in cooperation with local agencies and not simply mandated by the legislature. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.